Good afternoon, everybody. We'll call this meeting to order. If everyone would please stand, Commissioner Tish will give the invocation and say the pledge of allegiance.
It's all about the prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for all that you've done for us. Lord, we just ask for your guidance throughout this meeting and throughout the coming days. Lord, we continue to praise you and glorify you and bless you. Give us the wisdom that we need. Let us be respectful to each other. Lord, we just ask all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Apologize for the late start. We'll catch up. Mr. Noll, are there any additions, corrections, or deletions from the public agenda?
No, sir, there are
none. Hearing none, is any objections to the meeting agenda? The agenda will be approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance. Are there any questions, concerns with the minutes? Hearing none, will also be approved by mutual consent. All right, first item on the agenda, road name resolution, JB. What do you got for us here?
There's a short list of about seven new road names that are part of North Camp Ridge, new subdivision in tax map 49 out near the Wisp, and one other road name that is off of Snowy Creek Road. We created Snowy Creek Lane for the 3+ that are in that area.
No objections to the names. We're taking unnamed roads and giving them names.
Yeah.
These have been adopted as part of the county road system.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here.
Okay.
I mean, these were approved. They're on the final plat, the ones in the subdivision, and then the Snowy Creek Lane is just it was formerly a private driveway off of Snowy Creek Road.
As part of this process, somebody has inspected them and they meet county standards.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah.
I'm ready for approval.
All right, we have a motion to approve. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, next up, purchasing department. Gentlemen, always good to see you. Save us some money.
We try our best.
Yeah, I know.
Every day.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. We have two contract awards for your consideration today. The first is a recommendation for award. This is for an RFP for some preliminary engineering and environmental reports for the Public Works Utilities Division. There are two projects that are involved with this particular RFP. The county accepted 8 proposals by the December 1st, 2015 deadline. The projects that are included under here is for the Deep Creek Lake Wastewater Treatment Plant, Enhanced Nutrient Removal Upgrade, or ENR Upgrade, and the Trout Run Wastewater Treatment Plant, ENR Upgrade, along with some other, they're looking at doing some additional upgrades there outside of the ENR technology. A selection committee comprised of utilities department staff and myself evaluated the proposals. We looked at them based on awarding one contract for both projects or awarding them separately, and I had provided you with backup last week to show you our overall evaluation summary and the different ways we looked at it. Regardless of the way that we looked at it, Rummel, Klepper, and Kale was the firm ranked first across all the summaries. So the selection committee is recommending, awarding the contract for both projects to Rummel, Klepper, and Kale at a Kaiser. We have done several projects with them in the past. So we did not, you know, check any references or anything at this point. They were responsible for the Thayerville water system design, so we do have previous experience with them. The total cost for both PER ERs is $55,144. This project will be reimbursed 100% through an MDE grant, which I understand the county's already signed. So it's going to be 100% funded, or reimbursed, I should say. Any questions?
Yeah, when I was looking at your, and I apologize for not just calling you and asking you this ahead of time. I should have, but I just didn't have the opportunity. But
that's fine.
It looked to me like the group that you selected there was kind of in the middle as far as pricing.
They were.
But it also looked like they were in the middle as far as the evaluation of them. Maybe I'm not looking at it correctly.
When you looked at the total points, they were actually, they were coming out, when you took the cost out of it, they were still, I have to pull my files out and look, but they were still in the top running. So, I mean, in terms of the cost, there may have been, or I'm sorry, in terms of their experience, there may have been some other firms that were in the running against them, but were a lot higher in their cost matrix. So that put RK&K above them because of the cost.
Okay.
And is that helping you or making it worse?
I'm not sure on the when I got the email. It was kind of hard for me to follow on that.
Sure.
On the pages there. It just looked to me like they were falling in the middle of everything.
I mean, they certainly were. The RK&K, when you look at the total, the costs, they were actually smack dab in the middle.
Yes.
They were the median of that matrix. So when you, they were getting like 18 points, you know, out of a possible total of 40. So the majority of their points to put them at the top actually came from their experience and past working relationship in these projects.
I really didn't have a problem with the cost of it because I can see where some of those others lacked the experience, I think, in the evaluations that I was looking at.
Right. Some of them had done PER work in the past but had no experience with the enhanced nutrient removal technology that we were honing in on. So that's why you saw the scores with some of them. Their cost may have been a lot lower, but they just did not have the technical expertise there.
Okay.
You know, we've worked with Arrow in the past, for example. You know, recently they were awarded a contract for a PER we was doing this time last year. But in this case, they didn't have the experience with the ENR technology to put them. They were low on cost, but they were totally missed the boat with the past experience.
I see that in the evaluation.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure, you're welcome.
Any other questions? We have a motion to approve the bid.
Motion to approve.
All right, motion second. Motion second. Question motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's accepted.
Thank you.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Next one we have is a recommendation for award for HVAC services as needed, bid number 15-1217H. It was advertised for 2 weeks in Republican. Bids were due on Thursday, January 7th. Packets were requested from 4 bidders and 5 bid services. 3 responses were received, and I did send the bid tab up to you last week for review. After reviewing the bids and talking to facilities maintenance, recommendations awarded bid to Bites Corporation, labor rate of $74 an hour, which is $6 less per hour from our current supplier. Percentage markup is 25. Contract period be from award date to December 31st, 2016. And this contract, again, this is on needed as needed basis, and it can be extended for 4 additional 1-year periods based on all terms and conditions remain constant then.
Question.
Refresh my memory. Is there a I know we talked about this on similar contracts.
Sure.
But is there a threshold where do we have, what's the dollar value where?
Right now, previously we talked about it approximately a month and a half ago. We added that language into the carpentry contract. And what it is now, it's over $15K, which is goes out for your review, for your approval. They have to send us a copy of the bid and for our review then too. We did add that language to that carpentry bid, so there was some safeguards in there for us.
Yeah, I think it was brought up during the last contract award for the carpentry bid that we should have consistency across those contracts. So we went back and instead of extending this one, we decided to go ahead and this was the next one to be either renewed or extended, so we included that language in there.
Okay. Any other questions? Motion to approve the bid.
So moved.
Motion or a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Question or motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Bid awarded.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, I told you we'd catch us back up on track. That concludes the action items on the agenda. We'll go ahead to public commentary. Anybody have any questions or comments at this time? Yes, ma'am.
You knew this was coming, huh? I had the opportunity to meet with these gentlemen earlier and share what this is. I don't know how many of you want to see this. This is regarding accident compressor station and storage field. And it's a pretty dense document, and I apologize for that, but there's a lot of crazy information out there about this. So I just wanted to make you aware, the public aware, that as many of you know, for a couple of years, been quite a few of us looking at the accident compressor station and storage field in light of what a lot of us have learned in looking at unconventional natural gas development and production in Maryland, and particularly infrastructure components, which is not something that the Governor's Commission focused on. So I don't know if you knew that. I didn't mention that earlier. We were not tasked with looking at infrastructure. It came up because when we started reviewing the research, we saw that there were a lot of concerns with emissions from compressor stations. And in fact, the research was about those emissions. And since the gas that is stored is the same as, in a lot of ways, the gas that's coming out of the ground, there are some similarities in terms of what you learn about health effects. What's really different is when they're drilling wells, you've got so much more, you've got generators, and you've got truck traffic, particularly, that caused so much more difficulty in terms of emissions. So, looking at just infrastructure, there's not a lot of research out there. And so, predating, for those of you who have heard, since it's now in national news, the Porter Ranch evacuation related to Aliso Canyon. Predating that, we were looking at this facility with concerns about the very few regulations that actually are specific, in fact, practically none to underground storage. There are no federal regulations about the air emissions that come out of underground storage and so forth. So I've just been trying to put together information that says what we know about accident, and now with Aliso Canyon having happened, what do we know coming out of that incident that might inform what we might need to know to plan if something like this were to happen? And a lot of this is state and federal level, but there's some that could be county level. So this is just an exercise in trying to educate us all. And it is very much a work in progress. That's why I put draft at the top of this. I was telling these gentlemen earlier, the number of different federal agencies that are involved and sources of information is a bit overwhelming and hard to track down. It's hard to get good information about this. So just wanted to bring it to your attention. And thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I'm Thomas Spiker. There's an issue in the county which you guys might be somewhat already aware of, and that's the state highway contaminating water wells. Right now, I'm in a battle with them, and they hold all the cards. You know, they want to offer you something that anybody you talk to in a water profession says not to bother with. Basically, the way that's corrected the best way is drilling a new well. They have offered me a reverse osmosis system to be maintained at my expense. Okay, I've got Senator Edwards involved in this, and he's getting Wendell Beitzel also involved in this. But I'm not the only one fighting with them. There's several people. It's been big in the Grantsville area, which you're probably aware of, Friendsville area. But
where do you live at?
I live on Route 495 between Dry Run Road and Glendale Road, right beside the Mennonite Church. The EPA recommendation is nothing over 250 parts per million. Mine right now is at over 1,500. They haven't even offered me drinking water. You know, you have to carry water, go to the laundromat, and it's eating up my plumbing. It's ate up my outdoor furnace. You know, it's a big problem. One of your friends, Derek Workman, and his wife's going through the same thing right now. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
I know where they live, yeah.
But the thing is, they, like I said, they hold all the cards. The lady even commented to me on the phone, maybe we need to get a verdict in this through the court system. Which, if I hire a lawyer, I can't recoup that cost, okay? They have endless lawyers to deal with. So what Senator Edwards is doing, he's going to put together a big meeting with the state highway, the people that do the samples and make the offers and all this, and Wendell's going to be there also. What I'd like to see, since it's going to be a continuing growing problem in the county, is for you gentlemen to get involved and maybe attend that meeting too, as a voice for the residents of Garrett County. Because this could be any well along a major highway in the county. You guys all know what the salt issues are. You know, when the road dries are white. And I think that's a lot of issues due to our past governor trying to get the tourists to come, which is understandable. We need them. But it's created a problem. And I think now that it's expanding, they're trying to nip it in the bud at my house so it don't get any bigger. You know, they don't want it to get turned into a wildfire, basically what it amounts to.
And is the meeting been set yet, or you're
no,
still waiting?
No, has
for
not. Okay. I was in contact with his office last Thursday, and they have to get all the people lined up and see when Mr. Beitzel can show up, what his schedule is. So if you would contact him, I'd greatly appreciate that and get involved in this. You know, Western Maryland is really behind in their having public water to the people in Garrett County anyhow. You know, we all know that. You can go to West Virginia and be out in the boondocks and all of a sudden there's a fire hydrant. You know, and it, not that there might be enough people in my area that it would warrant public water, I don't know. But I also know the people across the street had theirs tested. Theirs is a little over 300. The Glasses had theirs tested, it's over 500. So it's not just me, and it's going to become a big issue. You know, it just seems like it's getting bigger all the time. And they're just not being fair. I think it's basically because of where we're located. You know, it's Garrett County.
Well, Kevin will follow up. We'll definitely have representation there. I'm well aware of the issue. We've got
right.
A lot of problems in Grantsville.
Right. Well, it's now there's a boy that works at the health department that does a sampling. He lives on Bloomington. He also has an issue with it. Craig Umbel, he's ready to pull his hair out over it. You know, he don't know what to do. Any state employee you talk to, I went to the Maryland Department of Environmental, and they're all like, well, we'll help you all we can without losing our jobs. You know, they're all scared to stand up because the reason that they don't want to change anything on mine, they're saying that I have to get my iron out of my well. But here's the problem. The salt filters in from the top of the soil, travels through the iron bed, and breaks the iron down, which increases my iron count in my well. We all know, use a salt brine to backwash the water conditioner. You know, when I first moved there, I had a little iron, but nothing like it is now. But you can't get them to understand that. So now what I'm going to look forward to is I'm going to get a go talk to one of the chemists at Frostburg State University, see if I can hire him to write a paper as representation of what's going on to try to clarify what's happening. There's a guy that works at the wastewater treatment plant in Frostburg that works for the Department of Environmental. He, one of his colleagues, while I was standing beside him the other day, called him and asked him if that was possible. And he said most definitely it was possible, that that could be what it is. But it's just an endless fight. I mean, like I said, they hold the cards, and this has been going on for me since last March, you know, and I've gotten really nowhere.
Well, we certainly appreciate your comments and your concern. We'll follow up, and we'll try to help in any way we can. I'm very aware of that.
Right. But it's, like I said, it's going to become a bigger issue, I think, as time goes on. You know, people going to start noticing it, and they're going to contact the right people. And
what's your address there?
6151 Vinegar Road, Swamp.
How far from the road is your well?
44 feet. I can get you guys a copy of the first report. The first time they were there, had so many holes in it, it was ridiculous. They measured my wells 44 feet from the highway. Then they measured my driveway to the well. They measured from the church to my well. And in the report, it come back that it could be from me pre-treating my driveway, which is dirt. We all know we don't do that. They said it could be from the church parking lot. At that time, it was dirt, plus it slopes the opposite from my property. Then they come back and said, well, your water conditioner, putting your salt brine in your septic tank, is leaking into your well, which it goes to an open drain. It don't even go in your septic system because it'd kill your septic system to begin with. Plus, if that was happening, you'd have more problems. I mean, it was really idiotic to try to make you look stupid in this report, you know? So the senator had him come back and redo it on October 22nd. And when they left, they said, we'll get the results in a couple weeks, because they were mad because he got in contact with them. I never heard anything until last Friday. Then they called me on the telephone. I never did get anything in writing. The senator's office is trying to get that, plus the new analysis sheet from the samples they took the second time. But it's going to be a big issue.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Yep.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm up by the Fenzel exit, and I'm with Savage River Watershed Association. We looked early when we were doing some work up there around the wells and stream restoration up by the Frostburg facility. And I was told then about the number of residents who had to have new wells drilled because of the highways, I guess I-68. So does the county pay for that? Because that was federal highway system? Who?
The state pays for it. It's been paid for it.
There are a lot of cases in the county already where the state highways either drill new wells or provide money to help hook them up to a public water system,
right,
like Kaiser's Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is where he's located.
There's no public water.
I guess Glendale Road probably ran out by the bridges as far as the water goes.
Right, it didn't go on the other side.
Well, Fenzel was just wells. I mean, why the re-drilling of wells is not seen as a...
Well, that's what I don't understand. Craig Gumbel's office told me, a girl that works there's a gentleman in the Fenzel area. His salt count was a little over 340-some. They drilled him a new well. Mine's over 1,500. And they want to offer this reverse osmosis system that's... I've done a lot of research on the internet, and they're not the best thing in the world. Plus, they only give you 3 gallons a minute of water. You got to have a storage tank with an auxiliary pump. You know, there's 2 filters out of the 4 that needs changed monthly that runs about $100 a piece. You know, that's $200 they want me to pay out of my pocket for their problem, you know. But what, I don't know what dictates this guy gets a well and this guy here we're going to try to pound on and get him to take this reverse osmosis system. Because basically the cost, from what I see, it's only about another $4,000 or $5,000 to drill a new well. And what they're doing there, they're casing a lot deeper and grouting out the bad water and then looking for water. And it's, according to Craig Humble, that's the resolution to fixing the whole problem. But yet they want to drag you along. And like I said, they never even offer drinking water or anything.
Are there other areas of the county where we know that the state has done wells like they did at Fensel?
Yeah,
they've done it all around Grantsville. The problem there is the wells that were dug now, they're contaminated too, so they're back to the drawing board.
You've got the right guy working on it for you.
Yes.
Send the right,
right.
The right guy.
But I think with help from you guys too and being a voice from Garrett County,
we
will definitely have a bigger influence.
We definitely will.
All right, thank you.
Well, what we probably need to do too is take, obviously address your issue, but maybe take a broader look at how much of an issue is it now countywide?
Well, it is. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really want to stir up a big bee's nest until I got things kind of going my direction, but I also thought about taking a page ad out in Republican, making people aware that anybody that lives along the major highway that, you know, if they have a concern, to have it tested. Testing from the health department's free. Doesn't cost a dime.
Yeah. All right. Eric.
Well, this kind of leads back into that completion of the Woolman report that we were talking about for the water resources for the Western Maryland. Having that done would be able to, one of the components we would need to be able to help these folks, at least if nothing else, understand what the aquifers are doing and then what those water resources are for there for the county to possibly be able to put in water back out to some of these more rural areas. And it's really interesting that he came in today. I went out and met with some people last night along 495 from Hare Hollow out to Grantsville that are having the exact same issue. They all have wells that are 25 to 40 feet deep. All these wells in the last 5 months have gone to really heavy iron. They said it's amazing. It's ruined Tupperware. It's, you know, in the dishwasher. It's ruined their clothes. It's they can't. Now, the one folks, they got horses that are pregnant. They don't have any potable water there to be able to give the horses, and they're concerned that giving the horses tainted water is going to possibly affect the foals. They're concerned. They thought that because Corsica owns that the mine out there now, they got bought out by a Canadian company. Corsica owns it, and one of the gentlemen from there came out, brought them water, and talked to them and took samples of their well. But it sounds like there's an ongoing error, because they said there were some neighbors just up the way by Hare Hollow that got wells replaced. They came in, put in a deeper casing, and replaced their well, and they're back good. They thought it was the mines. These folks never leased, so they own all their mineral rights, so they didn't think that the mines were near them. They couldn't understand what was going on, but MDE's been there. Stacy came out and took water samples from them too. Like I said, this has all occurred in the last couple of weeks, but they said it was about 5 months ago that it just, like, all these waters in that area just suddenly went, and they said it's a horrible smell, and the color that's on it is just unbelievable. They're showing us, like I said, Tupperware, and she said, just bought a new washing machine. She says, I'm concerned about even running the water through it because I'm going to ruin it. This sounds like it's a much broader problem than possibly just a few isolated ones.
Oh, it's definitely a broader problem.
Well, I knew that there was some that were over in the Cove, and that there was a bunch of issues a couple of years back about the Cove. You know, now this is, like I said, we just got called the other day, Engaged Mountain Maryland got invited to go out last night and meet with some folks just because they were concerned about it. We just wanted to see what the water was and talk to them, see if we couldn't point them into some resources, MDE, the health department, making sure that they're contacting those folks and documenting, you know, what's happening with their wells. But it's like, again, if there's going to be something with the state roads and there's some, I don't want to say culpability, but if there's an issue that needs to be looked at in a broader sense, maybe we need to get a lot more people involved and have a better look at it to help resolve it. I know we'd be glad to help with the notification and getting information out there. I say we when I look at Mark.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Well, we appreciate everybody coming out. The next meeting is, actually, the next public meeting is February the 1st. here, and on the 28th, we will have the watershed management plan public hearing at the college. So, nothing else. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Statement that you read at Saturday, recognizing Dennis.
Let me get you my card and give me a call.
It was a great statement. I was really disappointed in Rick because he really didn't add very much to it. So your statement was the only one that really acknowledged what he's contributed to the school and the college. So I appreciate it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, he plays schools that give full.
Yep, you're welcome.
He plays schools that give.
Can you get back with me on your correspondence on what
goes on? Yeah, we'll run everything through Kevin.
Okay.
But as soon as, if I can make that meeting, I'll be there myself.
I appreciate it.
So believe me, I've been fighting.
Oh, I know. I know. I knew you would be on the first.
Yeah.
He hadn't had much help.
Give me a call or shoot me an email,
and
I'll try to follow up on
him. Well, I think, Kevin, whenever if we hear anything back, when you reach out,
every year they're competing for the
fill him in or let him know. I'm sure you'll hear everything too. Just make sure we're all on the same page.
Good way about
my number's 301-616-7986.
You know, they
run
a pretty close
program.
You know my wife's email address?
Sure, that was a rough game, too.
Spike.
Well,
a couple technical fouls.
Really? Oh, yeah, well, it was a very aggressive game.
Well, you missed the worst part. In the second
missed,
half.
That's, well, the end I left second it there about 8 minutes.
That little white, there was a little white referee whose mission was to hand the game to the other team.
Who were they playing?
See,